What is up, guys? Welcome to the Intuitive Souls podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. I'm excited that you're here. If you are an OG and you've been here for a while and you continue to press play every time a new episode pops in, thank you for doing that. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your continued support. I really, truly, from the bottom of my heart, appreciate each and every download. And I would love to connect with you guys. So be sure to follow me on Instagram. My handle is Erica W. Russo, E-R-I-C-A W. Russo, R-U-S-S-O. I've been hanging out there a lot, and I've been creating a lot on that particular social media. And it's really been a very healing but transformative place for me. And I'm using this social media platform as a diary, kind of, as a love letter to myself, a love letter to the universe, and just sharing the things that I learn and the insights and the tips and the tricks and the tools. They're all there. So be sure to come hang out with me there. So with that being said, I felt like I wanted to do an episode about vibration. I'm sure that you've heard of it. So I wanted to talk and give you guys some tips and tricks and tools that is going to help you raise your vibration. I know that I have a wider range of listeners, from mediums, people who are developing their mediumship abilities, to people who just want a better goddamn life for themselves, to really anybody. So I'm sure a lot of people already know, but I feel like it's super important to go back to the basics with a lot of the things that we learn along the way. And the world of vibration was something that I learned a very, very long time ago at the beginning of my journey, and I learned through Abraham Hicks. So if you don't know who Abraham Hicks is, this Abraham Hicks is essentially a group of channeled beings that come through Esther Hicks, okay? It's incredible. It's really incredible. And I can honestly tell you that one of my tools, one of my things that I have had in my pocket for many years, especially when I'm trying to get in alignment, when I'm wanting to feel better, when I'm wanting to feel good, it's putting on Abraham Hicks on YouTube while I start my day, while I start to put makeup on. And it is an instant, like, vibrational upgrade for me. But I want to talk about vibration because it's really super important. You know, at the end of the day, we live in a universe that is governed by vibration, which means whatever vibration that you are holding at this particular time is creating your reality. Okay. Everything has a vibration, from the chair that I'm sitting on to the car that you're driving to you, your dog. Everything has a vibration. And when you begin to understand that it is your vibration that is attracting everything, because the law of attraction and the law of vibration, because, you know, they're universal laws, you're going to begin to understand the importance of feeling good and checking in with yourself. You know, there was something this morning that I did that I started to do last year, and it has been really transformational, but and so simple at the same time, and I want to share it with you guys. And that is asking myself things. Crazy, right? Asking myself, why am I feeling this way? Asking myself, do I really need that third cup of coffee? Asking myself, are you really that tired, or can you do another set at the gym? And truth be told, when you ask yourself those questions, I promise you, 9 times out of 10, you're going to call yourself out. And That's this, and this is something, this is a huge indicator, because what you can do when you find yourself in your head, when you find yourself feeling low, when you find yourself ruminating on thoughts, when you find yourself not in the best state of mind, you're not feeling as good as you should, ask yourself why. What's going on? What's different in my energy? What's changing? And sometimes, yeah, shit hits the fan and there are circumstances that are beyond our control that is creating havoc in your life or, you know, really messing with your mental health. And that's okay. We're all going to get through those days, right? But sometimes it's as simple as a shift. Sometimes it's as simple as cleaning your house. Sometimes the shift is as simple as going and buying yourself a bouquet of roses and putting it on your kitchen table or your office desk. We have the capability to create magnificent, magical, astronomical changes and shifts in our lives. And it all starts with a simple knowing. It all starts with acknowledgement. And because we live in a world where everything is governed by vibration, the first step into getting what you want is to get in that vibration, to understand what it feels like to be in that vibration. I can honestly tell you and this is like something that I think everyone has kind of seen in their life. You are trying to manifest something, and then you're manifesting it, you're envisioning it, you're going into it, you're feeling the vibe of what it is, what it would feel like in your energetic field once it's yours, and then you get it. It finally comes into the physical world. And I don't know about you, but a lot of the times when that happens for me, it's like, oh, okay, this is it. Like, okay, it's because I was already a match for it. It's because I was already in that brave vibration of having it. It doesn't mean that it doesn't feel good, but it's like, it's not a new feeling because I've been in that vibration for so long, right? And I'm sure that everyone has had that where it's like you want something so bad and then you get it and it's not like there's no fireworks, there's no explosion, there's no monumental like musical movie soundtrack in the back when you get it. It's like, oh, okay, that's cool. On to the next one. So let's go ahead and I want to share with you guys a couple of tools and tips and tricks to help you when it comes to raising your vibration, to getting in the zone, to allowing yourself to feel good. Because at the end of the day, in this life, you're meant to feel good. And when you don't feel good, that is a sign that something is misaligned. Something is not working. So we all know we have good emotions and bad emotions. And there is a vibrational scale when it comes to these. You can go ahead and Google Abraham Hicks. I think it's like emotional scale or something along those lines. Something will come up and it will show you what are the best feeling vibrations, the highest vibrations to the lowest feeling vibrations. And we want to be good. We want to feel good. I mean, that's really at the end of the day, this is what life is all about. We're meant to feel good. We are meant to be happy. We are meant to feel grateful. We are meant to feel expansive. We are meant to feel worthy of everything that we desire. And when we're not feeling that way, check in. Check in with yourself. What's going on? Because I promise you, a lot of the times it's a simple shift. A lot of the times it's just something that's going to help you, right? I can't begin to tell you how many times I've been in a coaching call and, you know, maybe they're feeling funky or just not in the vortex. And sometimes it's as simple as changing your environment, right? Sometimes when we get so stuck inside, we don't realize or we forget the power of Mother Nature. Sometimes it's just as simple as taking a break and going and getting your favorite Starbucks and buying yourself fresh flowers. If you can't tell, this is like the second time I dropped buying fresh flowers because I'm a big fan of them, and also because flowers and plants raise the vibration, right? So that's something that you can do. Sometimes it's doing breath work. Sometimes it's meditating. Sometimes you just have a lot of gunky energy in your auric field that's making you feel a certain way. So you get that sea salt, you pour it in a bath, you light your goddamn candle, you cut up a lemon into 7 different circles, you set the intention for each of those lemon slices to clear and cleanse a particular chakra. You get in the bath and you clear your energy. Sometimes it's not even yours that's making you feel that way. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter how much we ground and protect. If we are in close quarters with somebody who maybe isn't the best of energy, maybe has a lower vibration, it is going to affect you. It's just not going to affect you as much if you're grounded and protected. Okay? So with that being said, check in with yourself. I can't begin to tell you how many times I have left an environment or a group of people and I was like an asshole for a day and a half afterwards and I didn't know why. And then I realized I was with assholes. Aha, right? It's simple things like that. Coming back to center, coming back to the basics. What's going on with me? Why am I feeling this way? Is there circumstances in your life that is causing this turmoil within your inner world? If that's a yes, okay, that's fine. Give yourself grace. Forgive yourself. Give yourself compassion. Go do some breath work. Let it simmer. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's so simple. It's so incredibly simple. Sometimes it's just a mindset shift. Instead of thinking, oh my God, I'm so busy. I have this massive to-do lists. I can't get everything done. All I want is a break. Shift it. Shift it to, I am so goddamn lucky to have all of this money coming in. I am so goddamn lucky to have my house, to have this, to have these opportunities to help people, to be of service, to live my true purpose. I am so incredibly happy. I am so incredibly thankful. There's always two sides to the coin. And sometimes it's up to you to shift that side, period. Okay, so I'm going to just spout out some of my favorite things to do that you can do to help you raise your vibration. Okay, and I'm going to go through mind, body, spirit because I like organizing it that way. So the first thing we're going to, you know, as far as mind is concerned, meditate. Meditate. Yeah, been saying it for half a decade. Meditation. Go meditate. It doesn't matter. You're not going to be able to stop your thoughts. Nobody can stop their thoughts. What you're doing when you are going into a meditative practice, you are going in with the intention to observe your thoughts. Go in and observe them rather than live them. Okay? Meditation is huge. 2, journal it out. Okay? Grab a pen, grab your journal. Write the question, why am I feeling this way? And let it come out of you. Why? Why am I feeling this way? Why am I angry? Why am I upset? Let it come out. And what you can do before you go ahead and start the journaling process to see what wants to come out of you, you can call in your guides. Call in your guides. Call in your higher self. Because you are technically, every time that you raise your vibration, every time that you take the action to become a better version of yourself, you're getting closer to your higher self. Therefore, why not call her in, or call him in, I should say, when you're doing this work. All right, let's talk about body. What can you do with your body when you feel like your energy is off? The first thing that I am going to say, and I praise this, is shamanic shaking. Shamanic shaking has been a game changer for me. And when I talk, what is shamanic shaking? Well, it looks like you are a rabid baboon literally just shaking your body. That's what shamanic shaking is. You are activating your auric field. You are shaking out and releasing anything that is no longer serving you. Put on some shamanic. You can go, I just usually go to Spotify and I'll just in the search bar say, you know, shamanic shaking and some really powerful drum music usually comes up. Do this for 3 minutes, literally. Turn off the lights. Don't let anybody see you because you're gonna look like you're possessed. But anyway, what you want to do is you just want to shake it out, release it. And when I tell you that there is great power that comes from this, you feel like a fucking powerful goddess when you really allow yourself to let go and not care what you look like or how you're acting. There's a lot of power in that practice. Okay. I would say do it for 5 minutes personally. That's what I would say. So that's the body. Now, another thing that you can do with your body is just move it. Just move it. Put on some music and just allow the energy, the chi energy that's within you to flow. Because some of it might want to be released. Some of it needs to be moved to a particular place. Again, call in your higher self and just allow the movement to heal you. Allow the movement to shift what it is stagnant within your auric field. Now let's talk about spirit. What can you do at the spiritual level to raise your vibration? Well, the first thing that everyone can do is you can recognize that you are human having a human experience. You are a soul having a human experience. And with that comes a lot of learning, comes a lot of hiccups, of mountains to climb, of rock bottoms, and understanding that growth doesn't happen when we are at our highest vibration. The seed does not sprout when it's in the packet. The seed sprouts when it is in the dark, in the soil. Therefore, have compassion for yourself. It's okay to feel not okay. It's okay to understand and accept that sometimes God has bigger plans for us. There's been so many times in my own journey where I thought God and the universe was bullying me. I remember I was like, this kind of sucks. Like, you know, sometimes you just want to go to the universe and you just want to look it in the eye or God in the eye and you just want to say, stop, please. Stop it. This is a lot. Stop doing this. Oh, anyway. So, yeah, you have to recognize. I'm literally having the vision in my mind of me like putting up my dukes and looking at the sky and then just being like, stop, please. Can we take a break? Can we skip to the good card? Anyway, oh man, if you can't have a sense of humor with this shit, I don't know what to tell you because you need a sense of humor to listen to this podcast and also just to deal with life. So I hope that you're laughing just as much as I am right now. So anyway, when it comes to spirit, something that has really helped me, just when it comes to like getting out of my own mind and feeling that deeper connection to spirit and kind of relying on it is walking through a cemetery. There's one particular cemetery that I frequent often, and it's really turned into like my favorite place. And I feel very close to God and to my angels there, and I just feel very close to spirit there as well. And it's kind of just like, I don't know how to describe it, but it's like a day spa for my soul. And if there's some place like that for you, you know, a place where it's just, you never find any other place that brings you that much clarity and peace, there's something there for you. There's something there that is calling your soul to it. So if you have a place nearby that gives you that clarity and that connection, frequent it. Take a picture of it. Have it on the back of your phone. My guides told me that when you find places on earth, that is quite literally your heaven on earth, there's something there. There's usually some sort of vortex within that region that is allowing you to connect to a deeper level to your soul. It's almost like what they showed me. It's kind of like a mirror. It acts as a mirror. And God created the world this way to have these places where it's just such a profound experience for people because it gives them a mirror to their soul and it helps them get out of their human and connect to who they truly are. So if you know that place, spend time with it. So those are my cues. Those are my tips and tricks when it comes to raising your vibration. I don't know if you guys can hear the background, but there's definitely a lot going on in the background. I have somebody that's mowing their lawn a couple of houses away. So with that, I'm heading out. I hope everybody takes what resonates and leave what doesn't. And I will see you guys around the internet. Bye, guys.